listening to STR, the Sandy Times Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Sandy Times Radio. My name is Barbara and this is our new project Add to Playlist. Here we invite talented people from the Middle East connected to music, somehow artists, DJs or just music lovers to share their latest tracks that they have added to the playlist. And today I'm so happy to welcome Tala Saman. She's the DJ and content creator here in the Middle East and she has the perfect way of styling the clothing. This is why I'm her fan, first
so
of all.
Thank you.
Welcome, Tala.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Did I introduce you correctly?
Yes, perfect.
So I will tell you the concept quickly. You prepared 10 tracks that you have recently added to your playlist and we will go one by one. Probably you can introduce something or I also prepared several questions connected to them.
Okay.
And we will have a chat over them, why you like it, what you don't like in them, how do you listen to them, probably during your workout or, I don't know, while driving.
Okay, amazing.
Before we start, can you please tell me several words of how did you enter in the music space?
Of course.
How did you start DJing?
So I basically, while I was growing up, I had so many friends that were part of the music industry. So I had friends that were producers, artists, and I felt like I always spent so much time in the studio. And I always thought it would be fun to learn how to DJ. And this was so many years ago, but I when I was in London studying at uni, I ended up taking classes on vinyl. And I remember I did two classes and got so intimidated because everyone was like over 40 and like there were men. And like, I just felt like I was this young girl that didn't fit in. And I was like, you know what, maybe this isn't for me. Mm-hmm. Fast forward a few years later, I moved back to Dubai for a fashion job. And my sister ended up buying me a birthday gift, which was like a DJ masterclass at a sound academy that was here in Alcoz, which has now shut down. But I did this 5-hour masterclass, loved it so much that I ended up continuing and doing like they had like 4 grades in mixing. And I ended up doing it, but like I had no hopes or goals to do this as a job. Like mm-hmm. It was so far-fetched. Like I was a fashion girl and
you're still a fashion girl.
But I felt like everyone that was a DJ here was like a male. And so it was at the back of my head. Mm-hmm. And then I remember I had a meeting with an agent that I was working with. And he was like, why don't you start playing for the brands that you were working with anyways? And that's kind of how it started. So I started DJing and I was doing them for free. Like I was just doing it for brands mm-hmm. that I was working with. So a friend of mine has a really cool brand. I DJed for a fashion show. We knew these girls. I had one of the most popular boutiques at that time. I would DJ all their events. And I always loved the fact that I was always like on the corner. No one really saw me. So I got to enjoy and DJ. Mm-hmm. There was less pressure. And then I realized I was enjoying it and wanted to do it a lot more and wanted to do it at places where people were coming for the music. And so I started doing more and more and that's kind of how I got there. And, you know, I always tried to find a balance because I still wanted to create content. That's what I love. Mm-hmm. I love discovering and sharing recommendations, but I also wanted to play music for like cool gigs. And since then I've opened for artists. I've done Soundstorm Festival in Riyadh twice. And
Wow, Riyadh.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, I've been DJing in Saudi a lot more, which is amazing. I love Saudi mm-hmm. so much and I love what they're doing. And I just did the Red Sea Film Festival as well, the Women in Cinema event. So I love that I get to do it for events that I'm excited to mm-hmm. just be there and I get to create music.
And
with
now
these.
You're the part of them.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's fun now. And I feel like I have this right balance where I'm not like DJing every night, like because I still like to wake up in the morning and mm-hmm. work out and have a healthy lifestyle in terms of like moving. And so I don't really want to be DJing till 3-4 a.m. So I love the fact that I get to play for these brand events. You know, the past few weekends I've been playing in the afternoon on Saturdays. I'm like, this is so nice mm-hmm. for coffee parties, you know?
This is great. This yeah. is a new trend, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah, so I've been doing every Saturday this Feb. And I'm like, this is what I enjoy. You know, I still get to sleep at a decent hour. I still get to do my own, like, plans at night. And so it's just finding that balance. So I don't really do venues or, mm-hmm. or clubs or any of that.
So thanks to your sister, she brought you in this field.
She does get me the best gifts. Yeah. But exactly, that's how I, you know, I got push to do it. There are, I mean, in Dubai, we're kind of a smaller group of girls, but, you know, I always find it such a lovely industry because even the men in this industry are nice and they're cool mm-hmm. and they're not intimidated by the females getting in, and everyone kind of helps each other. Everyone likes each other, which is so different to the fashion industry. So it's refreshing.
So music community here is quite friendly and you feel like a part of it, right?
Yeah, like when I actually first started DJing, one of my favorite DJs here in Dubai, DJ Crown Prince, was my mentor for a few years, which he was like thriving, and he would literally give me his time for free. I'd come over to his house and just mix while he's like doing stuff, and then gives me pointers, and just, you know, getting to do that is just so lovely. And the females in the industry are so lovely. And it is this nice community, because I believe that anyways, no one's a competitor, right? Mm-hmm. Like everyone, there's space for everyone. No one wants to hire the same person for everything.
Completely agree with you. And this is great that you feel a part of this community. This is nice. You enjoy what you are doing.
Yeah.
So now let's move to the playlist you have brought.
It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With your arms out like an angel through the car sunroof. I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna call it love. You only wanna be the one that I call baby. Concussion, the poison was. Shoot another shot to stop the feeling. You can say it's just the way you are. Make an excuse, the stupid reason, the hard way.
I know this song has been called like a hymn of the situationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's like a new term of Gen Z. They're calling this sort of relationship that is not coming to the
That's
proper
so
relation.
Funny.
Yeah, and what do you think about it? Or you are not really diving into lyrics here, just from the music and vibe?
To be honest, I love her so much, and I discovered her this summer, and that was probably out of all the tracks that I sent you, that this is probably the last track that I heard from the bunch. And I discovered her at Lollapalooza Festival because mm-hmm. I went there in Chicago this summer. And
wow.
And it was so funny because me and my sister were going to the other end of the festival, and everyone was running to the side, to the opposite side we were leaving from. So I was like, I want to know who this artist. It was the biggest crowd that the festival ever got in their entire like existence. And it was her. And she just, I don't think she's big here yet, mm-hmm. but I find that put any track, I'll start singing and dancing to it. So
it's
more
so cool. Cool track. I will definitely add it to playlist.
But she's big with the Gen Zs. I don't, mm-hmm. I will say I don't really like listen to the lyrics of this track, but it's more of if I'll ever hear it out, I'll be singing and I'll be dancing. And it's funny because sometimes I'll play it in my gigs, but I know like more than half of the crowd don't know who the artist is.
I didn't know her name, but I definitely heard her songs and I listened to several, I would say.
Yeah, and she has a couple of good ones.
This is really nice. You know, I can imagine that I'm driving and she's playing and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Relaxed.
Yeah, it's like the only pop track I even like. I feel like it's considered pop.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
To be honest, I think you brought several more pop, but I don't know.
Oh, really? Yeah. You know, I never listen to pop, but this is like Dua Lipa I'll listen to, I love. Uh-huh. Yeah. But this I feel like it's a happy song.
Yeah.
And she's blowing up. Like she, in the US, she's huge. In Europe, she's, all her concerts sold out right away.
I didn't like, know this. Is she coming to Middle East? You know?
No, I don't think she has a big fan base here. But give it 2 years, she'll be big here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for introducing it. Let's move to the second one.
She says she ain't working, she a liar. She says she ain't working, she a liar. Yeah, she just flew to LA, looking for a superstar. She gon' get out his will if you got a faster car. She ain't fucking with you if she don't know who you are. She tryna steal some shit, I'm sleeping off of Zanny bars. She ain't loyal, she ain't caring, but she really smart.
planning to have fun like you ain't working, but I know you are.
I know you are.
I know you are, yeah. Mariah. She says she ain't working, she a liar. Yeah. Mariah. She says she ain't working, she a liar.
Yeah. She gon' get out of the way. If you got a faster car, yeah. Yeah. If you got a faster car, yeah. Get out of the way.
She slipped a pill in his drink. Now she slipped off his ring. Only when you buy everything, she treat you like a king. She said she stay with her mama, but she had the SLS. If you ain't spending no harness, she won't give you respect.
Okay, tell me, how did you find this one?
Okay, so I used to discover my music on SoundCloud. I would listen to music from artists that I never really knew who they were, mm-hmm. where they were from. Some of them blew up and some of them are kind of like mid now. And a lot of them were Toronto based. A lot of my favorite artists come from Toronto.
Really?
Yeah, other than Drake and Weeknd. I don't know. I feel like it's that Toronto sound. I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
I think anyone, even producers from Toronto, I'll usually like their sound. But Nav is, I think he is Toronto based. I could be really wrong, but he was an
Let's
artist.
Say Toronto.
He was an artist that I think he is. He is. But he was one of the artists that I discovered from SoundCloud, and I used to listen to his music, and he never really released till later. And the next one that we're going to play is also another one that I fell in love on SoundCloud. And so I would create my playlist on SoundCloud before Spotify, because you know we didn't really have Spotify in the region for the longest time. Like we had
really, I didn't
yeah,
know this.
We had. I think Apple Music came early and we had Anrami. Like Anrami still exists, but that was like the way to stream music. So I would use SoundCloud because I felt like I could get better tracks on there. Third one is another one that I discovered on SoundCloud.
What is the name of the third one?
It's 90210 and it's by Travis Scott.
Let's listen to it then.
Yeah.
Take the long way home, all for that. Chain of the 50 on a caddy. Ooh, he might pop him a pill, pop him a seal, pop anyone, pop anything to find an alley. Yeah, to find an alley. That 90210, looking for the alley. In the 90210, looking for the alley. Ooh, it's a superstar girl, superstar girl, roaming in the alley. Ooh, in the 90210. Thank you.
Yeah, I used to always create playlists on SoundCloud. So these were like the tracks that I would put. And then when I started DJing, I would mix them and release these playlists and sets. But then when brands would ask me, they're like, can you send us a few of your recordings? I was like, well, this is not the music that I would ever play at an event. They're like,
yeah,
music,
for sure.
Music made for the bedroom. At events, I'll usually play more of like urban house. I play a lot of Afro house now. One of my tracks is like an Afro house track by Alex Wan, which is Milkshake.
Let's listen to it then right now, as you anyway introduced it. This is Afro House, right?
Yes.
You told me that you love house.
I love Afro House. I love deep house.
What is the difference for the ones who doesn't know?
Deep house is a lot more chill. Afro house, I find that like a little more upbeat. Like some people find it really upbeat. I feel like it's a little more upbeat. It's a vibe. Whereas deep house, I would only play at its specific events, or else it can be very slow.
What kind of event, for example?
So I used to do this like Thursday night when Dubai was, before Friday was the end of the week, when Thursday, I would do these sunset sets at Cove when it was on Blue Water. And we would do this like very Tulum vibe and I would just play a 2-hour deep house set. And it would always be such a vibe, but it was like people are chilling by the beach. But I wouldn't really play it at a brand event. Like if I was trying to hype people up, I would never play deep house.
Is it difficult for you to prepare for the DJ set, like before the event, for example? How much time do you set aside for preparation and how difficult it usually goes?
So if it's a store event, I rarely ever prepare because at this point I have like a pool of music. I always mix live. Like some people are like, oh, but like, do you ever just mix it and just play it? I'm like, no, because that would be so boring. But when I'm doing a bigger performance, yeah, I prep. Like if I'm doing a stage performance, I do get nervous. So I like to mentally at least have like a pool of music that I know I'm playing within that time frame. And then based on the energy in the crowd, I'll then mix based on that. But yeah, I tend to do the pool because, you know, sometimes with brands, like I'll have like a stricter brief. And then sometimes brands just trust, you know, they're like, listen, we like your music. Whatever you think is best, we trust you. Which is always the best.
Yeah, this is the best.
Yeah, that's what I like with events because they're always different. Like I'm not playing the same places, the same venue every single week. Like even with the coffee shop sets, I feel like I played completely different sets week one versus week two.
Yeah, this is the best. And I know you're super responsible, so you got prepared for everything, for every single moment.
And I like to be prepared. And, you know, you learn also in the long run, like, it's better to be prepared because a lot of the time you don't know, you know, you don't, especially when you're coming to a whole different venue, you have a new setup, different technicians, different clients. The last thing you want is to stress over anything. You want it to all be smooth. And, you know, events are stressful. Like, yeah, whereas when you're playing the same club gig every week, then it's like you're kind of a little bit on autopilot, and then you get to play based on the crowd.
How do you usually deal with the stress? Do you have sort of life hacks?
You know what? I've gotten so much better. I think my first few years, I would take someone else's stress as mine. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, but maybe this comes with age. I'll see people stress and I separate it. You know what I mean? Like, I know that's their stress and it has nothing to do with me. At the end of the day, I'm going to do the best that I can with what I have. But also I'm very, you know, you learn all these things. Like we make sure that the equipment is right. We make sure everything's ready. We make sure that, like, there's an understanding between you and the client, because with brand events, it's a lot more stressful than a club. You know, it's like a lot of them are luxury brands and they have global people from a global team here. They don't want to mess up anything.
And they will post it and anyone can write something.
Yeah. Like, I mean, listen, some people are very, like, they'll start stressing over what you're going to wear for these sets. So the last thing you want is to add more stress to the client. So I try to make sure, like, we're super organized. I'm always there. I'll come earlier than I should come and, you know, set up, do everything, make sure everything's good. And I'm ready to go. And, you know, things happen at times, but at least, like, when you're in a more relaxed state of mind, stuff happen. It's okay, you know, but, like, you're able
to. At least, you know, you did everything to make sure that everything goes
smoothly. And there's always a solution. And there's usually a technician on call. And but I've gone much better with that. I will say, like, that's something that I'm a lot more zen these days when I DJ.
Of course, you are so long in this field. I can understand. Let's move to the other track. I really loved it.
سلم عالديرة يا طير الطير الأرض الكريمة يخدوش اللي فينا سلم لي عريحة وسلم عالديرة يا طير الطير بين الشط والرمال بداية حياتي أحلق يا وطن فرحة ومآسي أحلق وطن الغالي فلسطين حبيبة نادي Trying to fly with no wings, but I promise you the caged birds sing in the wintertime. Heavy nights, big dreams, praying that we make it to 16. And even though I travel the world, مش ملاقي زي فلسطين. فات وفات وفات الوقت عمري راح سنين وما ناسي هذه عوامر الخطر مجروح. فات وفات وفات الوقت عمري راح سنين وما ناسي هذه عوامر الخطر مجروح.
I love the Arabic sound. Like, this is the music that I'm not listening to, but I really love it. And I want to ask, I know that you are living in Dubai for the most time of your life.
Yeah.
Do you think that UAE vibe, it influenced your music taste somehow?
I mean, I am Arab. My I'm originally Arab. My parents are Arab. And I will say I started appreciating everything Middle Eastern as I grew older. Mm-hmm. And whether it's like music, food, whatever, like the culture. And I think growing up, it's like you always want to like, my family live in the US. I'm always mm-hmm. like, oh, the US was so much better and all that. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, oh, I love like my roots and I appreciate it. And I'm so like proud to be an Arab. Saint Laurent's actually one of my favorite artists and he's Palestinian. And actually, I love the fact that he speaks French as well. So mm-hmm. he does a lot of his lyrics are Arabic, French and English, which I love. And he does use a lot of like Arabic sounds in his music and his Arabic roots. And he's so proud to be Arab. And honestly, this is from his latest album. Mm-hmm. And I've been a fan and I just think he's getting bigger and better. And I saw him perform 3 times in 2024, which really? Is wild. Yeah, he's one of the greatest performers.
Did he perform in Dubai?
He actually, the last one I went to, maybe that was like the beginning of 2025. Actually, he did come to Dubai. He did a free concert in D3, which not many people knew about it. And I posted it on TikTok. It got over 1 million views. And oh people were like, what? Like how? Yeah, it was my most viewed of videos. But he did a free concert with Dubai Shopping Festival. But no one knew about it. He posted one mm-hmm. little story. But I saw him twice in the US. And he's an amazing performer. Like 3 concerts, I'd see him again.
This is great.
Yeah.
And I love the sound. This I will definitely add to my playlist yeah. because this is completely new sound to me.
Listen to the whole album. There are a lot of, I was thinking which one to add. Then I'm like, I'll add this one just because it has more mm-hmm. of the Arabic instrumentals. But he does have a lot of good stuff. I even just bought the vinyl for me and my sister. Me and my sister are his biggest fans. We love his music.
How old is your sister?
She's 2.5 years younger. She's my best friend, yeah.
Oh, this is so cool. This is the best thing because I have the brother and we have the difference in almost 9 years.
Oh, wow.
I do not really feel it. You know, we are limited. I am living in Dubai. He's living in our motherland. And he cannot travel to me without his parents because he's too young. Mm. And sometimes he's randomly texting me like, I hate this school and I'm coming back to my age when I was at school and I was thinking, I wouldn't say I hate this school, but you know, we have a big difference
yeah.
and this is the perfect age with the...
Yeah, we're close.
Yeah, with the sisters and brothers,
yeah.
It is the perfect age.
Yeah.
Let's move to the other track.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do this.
Recommend play my song on the radio. You too busy trying to find that blue I saw. I let my black hair grow and my weed smoke. And I sweat too much on the regular. We gon' let them hits fly, we gon' let it go. If it ain't next door, then it gotta go. I just won a new award for a kid show. Talking about a face, coming off a bag of blow. I'm like, goddamn bitch, I am not a teen choice. Goddamn bitch, I am not a bleach boy. Whip pain make a nigga understand though. Got that Hannibal, silence of the Lambo. Hit the gas so hard, make it rotate. All my niggas blew up like a propane. All these R&B niggas be so lame. Got a sweet Asian chick, she gon' love. Up, I'm mixing up the potion. All I wanna do is make that money and make dope shit. It just seem like niggas trying to sound like all my ocean. Everybody knows it, all these niggas lonely. Plan them off a mixtape, sipping on that codeine. Poet in my trophies, rolling to my nosebleed. I'ma keep on singing while I'm burning up that OG. All my niggas get it, they make money all alone. Rock a chain around their neck, making sure I'm getting home. When I
travel around the globe, make a couple mil a show. And I come back to my city, I fuck every girl I know. Used to walk around with a slouch, had a mattress on the floor. Now my shit's straight, eating all day, trying to lose weight. That good sex was sweated.
You said me before you love The Weeknd. And I was going to ask you, did you visit his last concert? Was it here? I don't know.
He has performed here years ago, but the big tour that happened this last summer, I didn't go. I know friends that went and they said it was amazing. I did go to his tour before that. And I think a weekend concert is like a concert everyone needs to visit because he goes all out with his production and he's an amazing performer. And I love the new album that just came out, but I was like, let me put something that's more of like an older, not the oldest, but like an older track that I really like. So I create playlists on Spotify. And when I was putting together I went through a bunch of my playlists and I was like trying to put things that I was like, ooh, I like this because of X, Y, Z. But this is probably one of my favorite weekend songs that I like to
You said you visited his concert. How did it go and when it was?
I went to New Orleans a few years ago, like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It was amazing. And we had like amazing seats, like right at the front on the side. So it was amazing. One of the greatest concerts I visited.
This was my second question. I wanted to ask, what was the best concert you ever visited?
Sometimes I get really impressed by some artists that I wouldn't necessarily say they're my favorite artists, but when I see them perform, I'm like, wow, like I have a newfound respect for you. Post Malone is another one. He is an incredible performer. And when I saw him perform, he came for the Formula One a few years ago. I was like, oh my God, like I love him more than I did before going to. I liked some of his tracks. I didn't think he was my favorite artist. But when I went to his concert, I was like, he is amazing.
And regarding the concert, what do you think is more important? The performance itself or the music that they are playing and listening? What catches you most?
You know what? Because you listen to a lot of music on the radio, but like some people, when you see them in concert, just it doesn't sound great. Like I won't hate on anyone, but like sometimes I'll see them in concert. I'm like, you know, whatever. Like I like them as an artist, but it wasn't the greatest concert that I went to. When you go there, like Saint Laurent's actually an incredible performer. And I think it's because he has his whole band. He interacts with the crowd. He sounds so great in person. Like you feel it. You get goosebumps. It's like that whole experience.
You're advertising him so greatly, so I think it should be in my must visit list.
I know, I am a big fan.
This is great. This is great. You support the local artists.
He's actually not local in Dubai, but
he's Palestinian.
He's Palestinian. I don't know where he's based now. He's actually a mix of several countries, but he's a Palestinian artist.
This is great.
Yeah.
We were talking about The Weeknd and then moved back to
Saint Laurent.
Yeah. Okay, the next one will be.
And we spoke in past tense, reminisce about back when our spirits used to dance with each other. We've been smoking gas, yeah, this is so romantic. I never want to press fast forward. You treat me like I'm more than a pair of skin and bones.
I've been such a fan of 070's music. And I thought she'd blow up by now. I have a friend that brings artists to the region and I'm always like, bring her. And he's like, there isn't a big crowd for her. Like he can't do a full on concert.
I really love her. I think this is like my favorite song from the today once.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you know what? When you send it to me, I also watched the video of her.
She's super artistic.
I don't know how it's called. The YouTube video, the clip.
Yes, the music video.
Yeah, the music video. And like, this is insane of how deep she goes.
Yeah.
She's not only about the music, she's about the lyrics, she's yes. about the concept and the idea. And you know, if I were in the stress, in depression, I don't know, I would love to listen to her on the background.
She's amazing. Honestly, she's great. But yeah, I am such a big fan. I've yet to see her in concert, but mm-hmm. I did hear she's a good performer. But she doesn't do too many, just these small performances. She performs at festivals sometimes, but I've yet to see her.
You said she's not coming to the Middle East, your friend.
No, because I always be like, oh, bring this person. He's like, I can't bring, you know, here, like, unless like someone's like a big artist mm-hmm. and they know, you know, like they need to make sure that they're going to garner a huge crowd.
Yeah, for sure.
If they're a small artist, they can't bring them and do a full-fledged concert. They can bring them to like smaller events.
Understandable, because it's also about the commercial yeah, part. Exactly. Otherwise, they will rent the full stadium. Yeah. And what will
happen. Yeah, and he does the bigger concerts.
This is great.
Yeah.
Good contact.
Yeah, but I'm always like whispering. I'm like, bring this. He's like, no, I can't bring this person.
You can say Barbara will come also. So at least
There'll be two of us.
Yeah. The next one.
Are you? Are you trying to give back at me?
Another favorite artist of mine. Also in my top, I think I have like top five, and he's in my top five, and 070 is also in my top five.
You know, I said it to you already. I can't say that I will add everything to my playlist, but what if it's true? Like, I love everything you brought.
Thank you. I love him. Honestly, he's an amazing lyricist, and I can literally hear his albums on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly a year ago, I was in New York last March. Mm-hmm. I was in New York and I found out he was doing this little performance, like a very intimate performance. I've seen him perform in Dubai. He came to Dubai a few years ago, but he was doing an intimate performance in New York at Ludlow House, which is part of Soho House. And it was like a day after I was traveling. And I was like, there's no way in hell I'm missing this. Mm-hmm. And I changed my flight to make it.
Really?
Yeah, and I took my sister, and she was like, she knew him briefly, like she wasn't a fan, but after seeing him perform, literally, he was as close as where you were. I was watching him perform everything just like that for 2 hours.
This is incredible.
Yeah, yeah. It was,
how do you always get this seats? You already told the same about
no,
the weekend.
But it was, no, but this was like, it was this tiny room, double the size. Mm-hmm. He did this intimate performance with his band. Mm-hmm. It was insane. I don't even cry that much, but I think at one point I teared because I was like, this is so beautiful. I got to see him perform, and he really is an incredible artist and performer.
I love how you commented out. You are promoting every single artist so everyone will go ahead and listen to them. I bet they will.
No, but these are people that like I think whatever they release, I'll like. Because it's just their sound, mm-hmm. they're true to their art, and they're people that they never really got commercial. And mm-hmm. I think maybe that's why these people didn't really blow up.
Let's move, but I think we have several more left.
Sun is down, freezing cold. That's how we already know. When it's here, my dog will probably do it for Louis Bell. That's just all he know, he don't know nothing else. I tried to show him. Yeah. I tried to show him. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, can you comment this out?
because you also asked me, you're like, add things that you'd maybe add to your workout playlist. Because I work out with my, well, I do classes during the week, but on Tuesday mornings, I work out with a trainer. And as soon as I come in, she's always like, put your music on. Mm-hmm. And like, there are tracks that I always want to work out to that hype me up in the morning. And this is one of them. And there was another one that we're not going to play, but it was Shake the Room by Pop Smoke, which also anything Pop Smoke I can work out to. Anything Drake, Travis, Pop Smoke will get me in the mood to work out.
Everything that has this beat that can, I don't know, move you somehow, because in the morning I hate workouts. I can't wake up.
Yeah, literally. And I do all these handstands and TRX and all that stuff. So I feel like I need something to, like, I'll usually pick up a coffee, get there in the morning, and then go straight into it. Yeah. So I need a good playlist.
You know, you don't need really a workup. You look like you don't need the workup.
No, I do.
Yeah. Let's move to the last one.
Okay. Love is fading.
Your love is fading. Your love is fading. I feel it fade.
When no one ain't around,
I feel it fade.
I think too much.
I feel it fade.
Well, ain't nobody watching.
I feel it fade.
I just fade away.
I feel it.
Fade away.
I feel it.
Fade away, yeah. I think too much.
I feel it. Your love is fading, I feel it.
Roll up, roll up, hold up, hold up, pull up, pull up.
I feel it.
I love the, I wanna, I'm trying to
feel it.
I'ma rock the boat, work the middle till it hurt
a little. I feel it. Your love is fading, I feel it.
Fuckin' with a real ass nigga.
I feel it.
Fuck, can you feel ass nigga?
I feel it.
Bitch, better act like you know better.
I feel it.
Whoa!
No one ain't around.
I feel it fade.
I think too much.
I feel it fade.
Ain't nobody watching.
I feel it fade.
I just fade away.
I feel it fade.
I think this is the last one, right?
Yes, this is the last one. This is probably a track that I always play in every DJ set. Like, I realize it's always something that fits in, whether I'm playing hip hop, whether I'm playing house. I feel like it's always a vibe and it's always the music which gets people moving. I like Fade.
When did you play it last time then? This Saturday?
Yeah. But I also, when I was also thinking about it, I played it in my first DJ set I've ever played.
Really?
Yeah. It came out the year I started DJing, 2016.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is your, I would say, the song of luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can say so.
Yeah. But I always find that whenever I play it, it always, you know, because with music, when you play for a club or a specific crowd, example, people are coming for a hip hop night. Everyone's waiting for hip hop. When you play for a branded event, a lot of the crowd listens, like, you'll have people that listen to rock, listen to pop, listen to hip hop, house, you know, and people are very specific. Like, if someone likes house, they do, usually don't really like hip hop. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
people are specific.
Sure.
So when you play at an event, I find that I can't go too deep. Like, I can't go too deep into hip hop. I can't go too deep into, like, techno. I need to keep it quite, like, in the middle, which would, like, get people moving, but not get them annoyed if they don't like the genre. And I find Fade is always like a fail-safe track.
And like the middle ground?
Exactly, yeah.
This is the great ending of the podcast, that this is your first track that you played and the track that you usually play. And I'm so grateful that you joined today. Right. I enjoyed it so much. I felt so comfortable. And the chat was literally over the coffee, or I would say our water. And we were chatting over while the music was playing as well. And to be honest, I don't feel it's like a job. I feel it like I'm relaxing and chatting with the person I knew for a long time.
Honestly, me too. You made this so fun and so easy. And so honestly, I really enjoyed it. And I love this, like getting to hear tracks and like reminiscing and thinking about like what kind of energy it brings you. Thank you.
This is great sometime to stop and think not only about the music beat, but also how did you come up with it? So it gives sort of depth into it.
Exactly, I agree.
Everyone, please join our Add to Playlist podcast and stay tuned. Thank you so much, Tala.
Thank you.